Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Megan Lynch, and this is Total Information AM here on KMOX. The St. Louis film Soul on Fire grossed at least $3 million its opening weekend. It's the story, of course, of John O'Leary, who at age 9 suffered burns over his whole body in a tragic house fire. O'Leary, now a motivational speaker who inspires millions of people to make the world a better place. And guess what? A local talent agency helped with some of the casting for the St. Louis film. In studio this morning, Caitlin Tadlock, talent acquisition and booking agent with Talent Plus. I think you've heard her do traffic for a number of years here in St. Louis and a number of other projects. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
And thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about how Talent Plus got involved with this movie.
Oh, so exciting. So I'm on the board for Film & Mo, a nonprofit that helped champion the current incentive here in Missouri for TV and film. And we knew that they were planning on coming to St. Louis to shoot. The incentive passed, and we got a call from L.A. An L.A. casting director reached out and was like, all right, submit me your people. And I went through our little archive, and we ended up submitting 172 of our actors for this film, anywhere from one-liners to heavy meteor parts. So it was a lot of work back in 2023 of getting auditions together and getting talent availabilities and making this all come together. It was really cool.
You talk about some of the meteor parts. You know, give us the sense of the kind of roles that you were able to cast for this movie.
Yes, there's some really notable roles. We have Ron Himes from The Black Rep, who played this role in the movie as a nurse that cleaned John O'Leary's room. And he's credited in the story of, you know, like keeping him safe, keeping him alive and through that journey. And then we also have little Stella Bratcher, who plays John O'Leary's sister in the film. And she did an incredible job. And those are the two meteor roles that I was applying to, from having a little girl to Ron Himes, who is such a legend in the Midwest and in theater in general. For St. Louis to have them featured in the film is great.
That's fantastic. I mean, Talent Plus has been around for ages. And I'm wondering now, with more film moving back here, how much untapped talent could we have in the St. Louis area?
So much. There's so much. And it's so exciting to get to go to work every day and see what our talent has come up with next, or what they're working on, or what their skill sets are, you know, what they're developing. We have so many amazing theater companies in St. Louis and around, and so much talent who have either maybe moved back from New York or LA, who have started families here and want to be back in Missouri to have that home feel. So, I mean, there's so much potential, and it's really cool to see what's up next for our talent.
What makes the difference between a production bringing in their own actors and extras and maybe doing what they did in this case, relying on more local talent?
It, you know, it's like when we hear like, oh, they got an LA talent, it's like, well, you know, our Missouri talent, they may have a home in LA too, because they might want to go back for pilot season, or they might have a place to stay. So there's no difference from an LA talent from a St. Louis talent with their skills and ability. I mean, it makes the world of difference, because so much work can be based in Missouri, and then our actors can work. And then not only can they work in front of the camera, they can work in productions behind the camera and learn and then make those connections.
How does someone get considered?
Get considered is that they're always working on their resume. We always say that. Is that casting directors, they're always looking at your resume and your performance clips and making sure you are presenting your best self and you're always putting the work into your craft, developing skill sets.
I'm assuming for a lot of people in this area, like this is not their primary job. They probably have another day job and this is what they're trying to do on the side to fuel that passion.
Absolutely. That is correct. Yes, we are checking with talent, like, can you take off of work for this day, for this film or for this role on this TV show? It's, yes, talent or our talent will have full-time or part-time jobs, and then this will be more of their passion and, you know, kind of work with their job or even school, because we have students who are working actors too. You know, just having that communication open, like, hey, I might have to leave a day for a job. You might not believe this, but I'm an actor. It's really cool when we get to hear that.
How many projects are coming up maybe over the next, you know, year that you might be helping casting with?
Yeah, so there is a film production coming in to the area that will start shooting soon. And that's going to employ, again, St. Louis talent and Missouri talent in front of the camera, behind the camera. It's a comedy. We're super excited to be working on this one. And then in the start of the year, that incentive, that $8 million for film, $8 million for television in Missouri, will start all over again. So we will have more productions reach out to us wanting to utilize our incentive. So it's going to keep growing as people hear about it and take advantage. We've had a film come in that took advantage of our incentive. And the set was not supposed to be St. Louis, but they created it to look like Texas. You know? So we get that a lot. And they say, like, they chose St. Louis because of how good the incentive is, or how they chose Missouri because of the incentive. So we're going to see more and more as we have this great film and TV.
Fantastic, which means more work for you, Caitlin.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming in studio this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That is Caitlin Tadlock with Talent Plus joining us this morning on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.